Walking along the 700 block of Newington Avenue, Carl Cleary, housing coordinator with the Reservoir Hill Improvement Council, shows off what years of planning has turned into.
We're going to go right up here past this house with the plantings out front of it. The owner, we all love and enjoy her work, has encouraged, just from her efforts, everybody else to do the same thing. You see tree wells, wrought iron plantings around them, the green plants.
Nearby, he comes across Geraldine Oquesa, known around here as Miss Jerry. She's working on creating a bed of roses across from an alley flower garden that she coordinates.
We managed to get all perennials in there, so they come back every year. We got to sort of trim up the trees so you can really see the flowers, but it is really a beautiful part of, you know, what the neighbors have accepted as their own.
But 10 years ago, it was different. Rick Gwynn Allen, executive director of the Improvement Council, says he was warned to stay off Newington back then.
Primarily because Newington was had a lot of vacants on it. There was a lot of trash in the alleys. You know, it was just not an up-and-coming street. You know, there are safety issues on the street, that kind of thing.
The same could be said for Oliver in East Baltimore, once a vibrant neighborhood with thriving small businesses. Faye Kimbrough of Baltimoreans United in Leadership Development, or BILD, has lived in the neighborhood for 50 years. She says 30 years ago, it was as if someone shut off the lights.
You know, we had a lot of vacant houses, and we had a lot of drugs, and just despair. You know, nobody really didn't know what was going on, and the elderly didn't want to come outside because they were afraid.
Within the last few years, due to a partnership between BILD and Philadelphia-based TRF Development Partners, Oliver, the community, is being rebuilt.
You know, you see the elderly come outside and sit on their steps now. You know, different things like that. You know, so it's a better, safer place that they came in and redid the homes and put neighbors, you know, where they weren't neighbors.
A lot of the improvements in Reservoir Hill, Oliver, and other city neighborhoods can be credited in part to Mayor Rawlings Blake's Vacants to Value initiative. Officials describe it as a six-pronged approach to dealing with the 16,000 vacant houses in the city. The prongs include code enforcement, forcing owners of vacant properties to keep them up to code, demolition, and large-scale redevelopment. The initiative aims to remove bureaucratic red tape to speed up the process of selling vacant buildings for rehabilitation or demolishing them. Plans to redevelop Oliver date back to 2000. When five churches that were part of BILD started to talk about how to change the face of the neighborhood. The Reverend Calvin Keene, pastor of Memorial Baptist Church, said that was the jumping off point.
We had an organizer on the street, somebody who was knocking on the door, finding out what the community interests were, and we became well aware that it was public safety, housing, and the health issues in the community.
TRF, a nonprofit community developer, entered the picture in 2006. Kim Nunnally, TRF's regional manager, says Vacants to Value has allowed them to buy vacants in a more timely manner, allowing them to keep costs down. She also has seen benefits for buyers as well.
On the buyer side, we've had homeowners who have actually used the Vacants to Value funding to reduce their loan amount. So therefore, the sales pricing would be one amount, and then with the vacancy value that the city has, it has allowed their loan amount to be reduced substantially.
In Reservoir Hill, neighborhood leaders are looking to vacancy to value to help revive additional blocks where there are more empty than occupied houses. Carl Cleary says that the 2200 and 2300 blocks of Callow Avenue remain a challenge.
These two blocks, the 2200 and the 2300 blocks of Callow, may be the only two blocks in Baltimore City that are part of a healthy neighborhood program where we can't use the healthy neighborhood loan.
Mark Sisman is president of Healthy Neighborhoods, a nonprofit that lends money to buyers to rehabilitate vacant homes. He says there are 20 different owners involved with 28 properties. He says the properties were bought by people who thought that the real estate market would get better.
And it didn't on that block. And so some are foreclosed on, some are tax sale, some are being held by investors.
Officials with the neighborhood, the city, and Healthy Neighborhoods are in talks on how to redevelop the remaining vacant houses on Callow Avenue. Housing Commissioner Paul Graziano says that the right tool has to be used for each neighborhood's situation.
When you use the wrong tool in a place where it's going to be running counter to the market, in the end, it's going to be a waste of time and money.
While some properties are in neighborhoods where investors are interested, the majority of the vacants in the city, about 10,000 of them, are in areas where there is no market interest. For those properties, Graziano says they have to come up with different ideas.
We have to look at what can we do to make sure the properties are cleaned and boarded and everything is secure. Also, looking for alternative uses as some of these become vacant lots.
Julie Day, Deputy Commissioner of Land Use for Baltimore Housing, says they will work with communities to identify short-term uses for empty lots. She says it's hard to predict a long-term plan.
We're looking at, 5 to 10 years. You know, who knows what the market might be? Who knows what demand might be? Who knows what the community might really want? And we work really closely with the communities.
Overall, officials speak positively about vacants to value and are optimistic that it will be successful. Councilwoman Sharon Green Middleton says the initiative is a good start.
As they're moving along, they're adding things, and just like any other plan, you constantly have to tweak it and add things as each year as you improve and look at things.
Delegate Sean Tarrant says the initiative is off to a great start, but would like to see some funding go towards marketing and more success stories.
Y'all people can see, hey, I remember I lived next to this rotted out place, or this place has just been vacant, and now somebody's in it making a wonderful home for their families.
Tarrant, who lives next door to a vacant property, says that he will be working with the mayor on legislation in Annapolis that would allow the city to seize vacant properties from owners who failed to fix them up. I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.